Elon Musk previews Doge looking into wealth of lawmakers, how do they become rich? By Hannah Knudsen on March 31, 2025. Tesla CEO and Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, head Elon Musk said the organization will look into the reasons so many members of Congress suddenly become rich, accumulating generational wealth over their years in government service. Musk took questions during a town hall in Wisconsin on Sunday, and one individual asked if Doge had uncovered any connection of funds to the likes of Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, or Senator Adam Schiff, DCA, via the highly scrutinized U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which the State Department is trying to eliminate. Watch, U.S.-funded terrorism? MTG outlines waste, misdeeds of USAID overseas. Musk explained that the government will often send money overseas, which flows to these non-governmental organizations, and he believes the funds end up coming back to the U.S., directly into the pockets of some of these lawmakers. Describing it as a circuitous route, Musk explained, "It doesn't go directly, but let's just say that there's a lot of strangely wealthy members of Congress where I'm trying to connect the dots of, how do they become rich? Members of Congress, outside of leadership positions, make $174,000 per year. This raises eyebrows when some are worth millions." Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who has been in Congress since 1987, has a net worth of at least $50.9 million, while Quiver Quantitative places her at $285.05 million, according to Business Insider. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, who co-founded both HCA Healthcare and Solantec, is considered one of the richest in Congress, with a net worth of $549.91 million. And while it is true that some lawmakers made their personal fortunes prior to coming to Congress, there is more than enough evidence to raise suspicions of a potential pipeline. How do they get $20 million if they're earning $200,000 a year? Musk asked. We're going to try to figure it out and certainly stop it from happening. His remarks come as the Department of State moves to eliminate the USAID, as Breitbart News reported. In a memo obtained by Fox News, it was revealed that the Department of State under Secretary of State Marco Rubio will take on USAID's programs as part of a merger that aims to streamline operations to deliver foreign assistance. As part of the merger, the Department of State is reportedly moving to retire USAID as an agency and is looking to terminate more than 4,000 USAID employees, the memo added. A senior official from the Department of State confirmed to the outlet that more than 4,650 USAID personnel will be cut from USAID, which includes the more than 1,500 employees who have already had their jobs terminated. So far, Doge has tallied up an estimated savings for U.S. taxpayers of $140 billion.